and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 5, the second half of verse 18 and verse 19. But be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with all your heart. In these words, Paul is guiding and encouraging us in our Christian lives. In the context of our text, Paul sets up a sharp dichotomy between the life of unchristians and the ideals of the Christian life. We were once in darkness, but now we are light. We were once unwise, but now we are wise. We were once foolish, but now we are rich understanding. Be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. In this context, Paul says to the Ephesians and to us, addressing one another in song and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with all your heart. Great encouragement and guidance from Paul. But to be quite honest, I identify more with Paul's words in Romans chapter 7, where he says, I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want to do, that is what I do. The response to God I want in worship, the praise, the love, the song, the making melody with all of my heart, that is not what I do. And the response to God that I do not want in my worship life, the rebellion, the ignoring, the turning my back on God, the sin, so very often, that is what I do. I know by God's word what the Lord wants from me. He wants worship, he wants praise, he wants love with all of my heart. But so often I find that very hard to do. Rather, I see myself continuing to live in darkness, corruption, and sin, ignoring the word, daydreaming, and so forth. And somehow, by God's word, I know I cannot depend upon myself to solve this problem. And praise God, I don't have to, and neither do you. Because our Lord Jesus laid down his life on the cross, we are forgiven. Forgiven for the many times we fail to worship and love God, and for the many other times that we rebel and live our own lives, and worship perhaps even ourselves. And it is in that forgiveness that we have the power to praise, the power to worship, the power to love God as we are. Knowing that we are forgiven, Paul encourages us to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and then to use the psalm, the hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with all of our hearts. David, the psalmist, also knew the great joy of being forgiven. And as a result, he was able to exalt and praise God in a very rich way, which he will do this morning. As in Psalm 130, David knew that if we confess our sins to God, he is faithful. He will forgive our sins. And that forgiveness opens the way for worship and praise. In Colossians 3, 16 and 17, Paul again makes the same point. To sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. In this passage, however, Paul doesn't say to be filled with the Spirit. Rather, he says, to let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. And indeed, it is that word of Christ through which the Spirit fills us. And it is through that word that God reaches out to us with forgiveness and with love. And in that forgiveness, we can now address one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with all of our heart, freed from the bondage of sin. Let us then, in using several of David's psalms, to let the word of Christ dwell in us richly, to be filled with the Spirit, and to praise the Lord with songs with all of our hearts. Amen.